Well, my granny, born in Fort William, came down via Solihull, London, because her father was a regional doctor called Dr. Cameron. Became a dance instructor after he left after she left school. Was teaching her evening class in London, don't know where. And in comes the Emperor Hirohito. I believe it was a foxtrot class that evening.
This is ludicrous.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. Not ludicrous, delicious.
Yes.
And he was on tour there, or he had his leggings on ready for a class?
I think he came deliberately. I think he was over in the country studying at university or something, and came along with perhaps two very short bodyguards, or, you know, men in waiting, and took the class.
He took the class?
He took the class.
Come on, there, James. I'm all for embellishment, but I don't believe that Emperor Hirohito suddenly started giving it some Jane Fonda. We're talking about the little top-hatted Emperor Hirohito here.
That's the man.
He took a dance class in, presumably, West London?
I think it's before he had realised his role as a god emperor.
Yeah, but even so, that doesn't necessarily lead one on the path to enlightened dance instructing. You know, that's not the other side of the coin at all. Emperor? Dance instructor. That's the way it falls. No. And the fact... well, I mean, of course you wouldn't ring in without this. But this is one of the greatest calls I've ever heard. The Emperor Hirohito, for a very short time... led dance class.
And we are sure, of course, you are sure within your family history that it was the Emperor himself. And
it was
because
the Emperor,
we were wondering how anybody would recognise the Emperor.
How old was your grandmother when she delivered you this story? Because with the greatest respect to grandma, you know, they can, you know, be a little mischievous and the mind can wander.
You may have said in the 60s. This is family law. This is sort
of, but all I'm saying is the conversation. If it went anything like this, Grandmama. Did you ever meet any of the great figures of the 20th century? Oh, yeah! Emperor Hirohito! Where was he? At my dance class. He took the foxtrot. And now I'd say, that's wonderful, Granny. You've got to go back to your rubber bedroom now. But you think this is more concrete than that?
Well, the person who came, who she actually met, one, I don't know if he was at the same class or one of the other classes, was my grandfather. That's how she met my grandfather. Because he came and was another of her pupils.
So he spreads like wherever he goes, the old emperor.
He's a matchmaker.
He's the size of a match for a star, so he was a shoe-in. And we don't know where this dance class was, though, because I should imagine that, you know, historians are rewriting the books everywhere.
I could be the emperor of, you know, the Prince Regent.
No, please don't start getting about it. It's a good call, but it's not going to put you on the throne of Japan.